Edmonton.
Walking this talk together.
Every hour.
Every day. This is 702.
Let's walk the talk.
Right, let's climb right into the news cycle then. And Judge Munama, sitting in the Palm Ridge Magistrates Court, he's been handing down judgments this morning in the trial against a multiple murder accused Nomia Ndlovu. Ndlovu is accused of orchestrating the murders of several family members, including that of her sister. The court heard she also planned the murders of other family members. Now, you remember the story, don't you? This is the one where there was the sting operation and she was recorded plotting to kill more family members. Well, she received over 1.4 million rand from insurance policies. In fact, the judge today, what he's been doing so far is reading out his findings. And it's taken a bit of time, it has, but he's getting there. And the reason being, there is an interpreter. So it's going to take sort of time so that Nomia can get all the details of what the judge is saying. Very interesting. The judge today talking about Daisy DeMelke. Now, Daisy DeMelke, she killed a few husbands many decades ago. She poisoned them. She put stuff into their food and into their coffee. Then she tried to cash in on insurance policies. So he already has drawn an interesting comparison between the two. Well, joining us from the court is Eyewitness News reporter Thando Kobeka. Good afternoon, Thando. So the judge has been giving reasons for sentencing. What exactly has he said so far then?
Good afternoon, Ray. That's right. That is Judge Ramurumo Munama. He's been going through all the testimonies given in court by 26 witnesses, I believe. He began by telling Nomia Ndlovu that South Africa has not had to deal with a criminal case of this nature, Ray, in about 90 years. And says that he is aware of how much the case has attracted so much media attention, and he's not surprised by that. And he's been giving the background of, the case. It's quite a lengthy background that he's been given. Some of the information, of course, is in the public domain. We know about it, relating to her charges, that she stands accused of murdering six relatives from 2012 to 2017. That those people include her sister, Audrey, her partner, Morris, her nephew, and this was allegedly for insurance payouts. And she also has been charged with a string of other counts, including attempted murder of other relatives, and those include her sister, her other sister as well, her own mother, and defrauding insurance companies. It was revealed in court that she took out insurance policies where they would only pay out in a case of accidental death, which means the person would have to, have been hit by a car, stabbed, or shot dead, for instance, for the insurance to pay out. So, she also has been charged with conspiracy to commit murder as well. So it's a string of other charges that she's facing. But the judge saying that he took into consideration a number of reasons when coming to his decision, which includes the state case, which he says was based on common purpose. He says all the alleged crimes were carried out by other people. Nomia Ndlovu was never there where the crimes took place. I think this was probably her strategy. She would hire hitmen to carry out these crimes. So the judge says the state was able, in his opinion, to prove its case in a number of ways by providing these 52 witnesses, firstly, to court, whose testimonies, he says, were able to be corroborated and was similar in some instances. So he says there was also documentary evidence that really helped the court to, reach its decision. That video relates to a video that was taken by one of the hitmen, which ultimately led to her arrest. I think that was also, we know about that as well. But the judge saying that Ray, the accused, has not been able to substantiate why she should not be found guilty, because after she was asked in court why she has pleaded not guilty, she just kept quiet. She couldn't tell the court why she should not be found guilty. And he says that the judge says that he found Ndlovu to be quite rude and disrespectful in some of her responses in court. So he's still continuing to go through that lengthy judgment, Ray, which we expect at any time, basically.
So, Tando, the family, are the family members there? Because she did plot, well, this is what we've heard in court, to kill a number of them. Are the family there? Is her mother there as well?
So what I understand, Ray, is that her brother is currently in court. Her sister is not in court. I don't think her mother is also in court today. But a family member is there in court, and I'm sure they all are waiting to see her fate, what the court will rule today in this matter.
What has Ndlovu's sort of demeanor been so far? Before we saw scenes of arrogance, we saw her throw a bottle at a reporter, a plastic bottle at a reporter. We've seen this before. What is her demeanor today, though?
Very different demeanor, Ray, and you're right. Before, she has quite come across as being, very rude and attacking, reporters. But today, very quiet, Nomia Ngozi, that we see today. Quite shy, reserved. She looks very nervous. She's, sitting in the dock. At times, most of the time, she's not, looking at the judge. She's facing the floor. So someone who's very, very quiet today, very reserved, that we're seeing on the stand.
Eyewitness News reporter Tando Kubeka live from the Palm Ridge Magistrates Court.